today's special.
Assalamu alaikum.
It's special for you. We present to you today.
Assalamu alaikum to you, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page. Very welcome to today's episode of the program. Today is a special. How to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today, Sunday, is the 19th of Zilqa'dah, 1443 of the Islamic Lunar Hijri calendar, corresponding to the 29th of Khordad, 1401 of the Islamic Solar Hijri calendar, and the 19th of June, 2022 of the Christian Gregorian calendar. Before starting today's program, we invite you, dear listeners, to listen to the blessed recitation of the Holy Quran, Surah Al-Hajj, Ayah 77.
أعوذ بالله من الشيطان الرجيم. يا أيها الذين آمنوا اركعوا واسجدوا واعبدوا ربكم وافعلوا الخير لعلكم تفلحون.
O you who have believed, bow and prostrate and worship your Lord and do good, that you may succeed.
La ilaha illallah, la ilaha illallah.
Bless your day with contemplation on the verses of the Holy Quran.
The ritual acts of bowing and prostration are among the examples of worship. Yet, in this holy verse, these two acts are mentioned beside the Quranic words, worship, which indicate, beside the Quranic word, worship, which indicates both the importance of prayer and these two elements of prayer. By the way, divine salvation or prosperity is the last stage of perfection of which we must be hopeful when we have fulfilled our duties of worships and benefactions. This holy ayah addressing the believers states some general and inclusive instructions which protect their religion, worldly affairs, and succession in all circumstances.
Shukran ya Rabbi, shukran. Hadayta qalbi, shukran. Wa darbi, shukran.
شكراً يا ربي شكراً هديت قلبي شكراً نورت دربي شكراً يا رب.
Reasons for worship. When man sees the greatness and magnificence of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he unconsciously feels humble and weak before him. Just as a person who regards himself insignificant before a distinguished person and scholar also honors and respects him. Man's nature is such that he feels humble before someone upon whom he is dependent. Our very existence depends upon the will of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, and we will need him all the time. This feeling of need and deficiency urges man to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, for only he is ultimately perfect and independent. It is stated in some ahadith that if there were no death, poverty or sickness, some people would never humble themselves before Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
Dr. Fakhr Rohani.
Bismillah ar-Rahman ar-Rahim wa binastain. In this episode, we are going to talk about how to worship Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala may have at least two stages. One, the verbal stage, and another one is the practical stage. The verbal stage consists of saying and confessing the unicity of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and worshipping Him, that is Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in words. For example, in the form of offering prayers. Practically speaking, I mean, in community, another aspect or another manifestation of Allah, another manifestation of worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala finds expression in the form of disobeying tyrants, because tyrants stand in opposition to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Likewise, one has to remember that there are certain reasons for worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. In the first place, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala doesn't need our worshipping Him. As asserted in the Holy Quran, if all people in the universe become disbelievers, I mean, people who no longer believe in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, they wouldn't be able to harm even the least Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So one of the great inspirations for worshipping Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is the grandeur of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. I mean, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is too great to be perceived, to be conceived, to be imagined. I mean, His grandeur stands, I mean, far beyond our limits of anticipation or finding out.
IRIB English Radio. Recitation as well as translation of Quran.
وَلَقَدْ آتَيْنَا مُوسَى الْكِتَابَ لَعَلَّهُمْ يَهْتَدُونَ.
And we certainly gave Moses the scripture that perhaps they would be guided.
Short commentary of the Quran. Islamic issues.
Institution of the family in Islam is the most beloved by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala.
The life of the infallible. All in all, in today's special, IRIB English Radio.
Ways to get closer to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Today's suggestion, zikr. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala mentions in the Holy Quran, verily in the remembrance of Allah do hearts find rest. Zikr is doing remembrance of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in some forms, expressing the natural state of the heart through recitations and supplications. Start small and try simple zikr of Subhanallah, glory be to Allah, Alhamdulillah, praise be to Allah, La ilaha illallah, there is no God but Allah, and Allahu Akbar, Allah is the greatest in every action. This zikr is also known as the everlasting good deeds. Also, according to a narration, the best zikr is to send blessings upon Muhammad and his Ahlul Bayt. Allahumma salli ala Muhammadin wa ali Muhammad. You may choose a specific favorite zikr of yours to recite while doing your chores, or you can use various zikr found in the Quran and Hadith at different times of the day.
Rabbuna Rabbul Qulubi wa huwa 'allamul ghuyub fi shuruqi wa fil ghurubi nuruhu yahdi al-'asa. Rabbuna Rabbul Qulubi wa huwa 'allamul ghuyub fi shuruqi wa fil ghurubi nuruhu
ربنا الهادي الودود فضله ملء الوجود عفوه خير وجود فارتجي دوما رضا.
Invalid acts of worship. Servitude, obedience, and worship deserve to be done to the Creator alone, and may and any worship of a phenomenon, human being, creature, or any other is invalid. These invalid acts of worship stem more out of ignorance than alienation from the guidance of the prophets. In the glorious Quran, Allah reckons worship of any other than Him invalid, futile, as well as unreasonable. For in seeking assistance from the others, you ask from other than Allah, knowing that all powers belong to Him. However, the Holy Quran states that power altogether belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are seeking honor, be aware that honor also belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and is at His disposal. As the Holy Quran states, honor entirely belongs to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. If you are looking for daily provision and sustenance, be it known that the false deities are not the owners of your sustenance. As such, invalid worship is not only confined to the worship of a stone, wood, the sun, and the moon. The attachment of the heart and soul to any ungodly idea, power, and government is a kind of false worship.
You have certain individuals that they disbelieve in Allah Azza wa Jal. They call themselves atheists, not because there is not enough proof for the existence of Allah. There are certain professors and scientists that they know there is a God, there is a creator, but they choose to disbelieve in God because of the arrogance that they have. I have to submit to an all-powerful being that tells me this is halal, this is haram, do this, do that. No way. Their arrogance, it prevents them from believing in Allah. Many of the atheists of this world, especially the intellectual atheists, the real reason why they're atheists is because of their arrogance. They don't want to submit to an all-powerful being that tells them do this and do that. Their arrogance prevents them from believing in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And you find that Imam al-Hasan alayhi salam, he speaks about this. He says, halakun nasi fi thalath. He says, three qualities will destroy the human being. And one of those qualities that he mentions is arrogance. He says, فَالْكِبَرْ هَلَاكُ الدِّينِ. That because of arrogance, my faith may be destroyed. My religion may be destroyed and wasted. And then he says, وَمِنْهُ لُعِنَ Iblis. Iblis, shaitan. The devil, the shaitan, why was he cursed by Allah and he was kicked out of the heavens? It was because of his arrogance. Allah Azza wa Jal told him and the angels, do sujood to Adam. What did he say? The Quran mentions the story. He says, you created me from fire, and you created Adam from clay, from dust. And fire is better than clay. And I'll never do sujood to someone that is inferior to me. Allah told him, this is arrogance. There is no room for arrogance in Al-Jannah. And he kicked him out of Al-Jannah. So this was his weak spot. This all the mischief that exists in the evil that's from shaitan, it's the root cause was arrogance. All he had to do is one sujood to Adam. But he could not overcome that arrogance. And thus there is a beautiful hadith from Amir al-Mu'mineen alayhi salam that says, مَا مِنْ عَمَلٍ أَشَدْ عَلَىٰ إِبْلِيسِ مِنَ السُّجُودِ. He says, if you really want to aggravate, if you really want to bother and upset the shaitan, do you know what's the best thing to do? Do sujood. Why? The Imam says, لِأَنَّهُ أُمِرَ فَعَصَى وَهَذَا أُمِرَ فَأَطَاعَ فَنَجَى. Because sujood is the weak spot of the shaitan. They say everyone has a weak spot. The weak spot of a shaitan is a sujood. That's his Achilles heel. Because this is where he failed the test.
Thank you very much, dear listeners of IRIB English Radio Call of Islam page, for listening to this episode of the program. Today's special. We hope you enjoyed it. For more information on this program and to download for free our previous episodes of this program and other programs of IRIB English Radio, please visit our website at parstoday.com/en/Call of Islam page. To another episode, God bless you all. Fi amanullah.
They told me that I'm crazy. Who you're praying for? They told me there is nothing. Who you're looking for? Stop doing what you're doing, 'cause there is no hope. Just come with me, I'll show you what's behind your door. And they showed me all kind of lies. My eyes were like, yes, I was mesmerized. But deep inside I know that there's a better world, 'cause I'm a believer.